Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They didn't score all the points in the second half.
What?
Dan Miller there said they scored all the points in the second half. I thought that's what he said.
Houston didn't score in the second half, did they?
No, I thought he said the Lions scored all their points in the second half.
Oh, I guess maybe he meant the Lions were the only team that scored in the second half. They scored all the points.
There you go.
Or scored in the second
half. Fair enough. Yeah. Either way, it's a W, baby.
It is a big W.
I was watching Sportsworks on Sunday night, and they were obviously doing the Sportsworks without Dan Miller, typically, because obviously the show's on Fox, too, and Dan's at the game. But they brought Dan in live, and it was really cool when they brought Dan in live because all the Lions fans were still there. And they start doing a Dan Miller chant, like a Jared Goff chant. It was great. It had to be pretty gratifying for Dan Miller.
Like the videos on social media, have you seen the Lions fans in the concourse?
I can't believe there were that many. I just can't. It's amazing.
I think this is going to get old to other teams real quick.
Well,
I love it.
I think it's amazing that they travel so well, but I don't discount also the transplants that Michiganders are around this country, because I know a lot of people personally that moved to Texas, and we all know the Florida-Arizona stuff, right? But I think it's all over the country that Lions fans have been dormant, and now the team's good. They're going to games, yep. You know? And
we've saved a lot of money over the years not traveling and not going to things like playoff games and so now we're willing to spend it.
Yeah, you combine the travel crowd and then all the fans that actually live there. It turns out it's a pretty damn big fan base.
Yeah. All right, 248-539-9797. John and Shelby are 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I hate to bring the rain to the parade, but you guys are talking about the secondary, right? And I've been really happy with everything they've been doing. I mean, the two safeties have been unreal. But I'm really concerned about Arnold's progress. He's giving me Bryant Westbrook vibes. I feel like every single game he's got a massive penalty, pass interference penalty that kind of puts him in an awkward, bad situation. You know, they missed a second critical one that he did interfere with as they went up to the officiating booth. And, I'm just looking for progress,
because he doesn't make a critical penalty every single game. He committed 7 pass interference and defensive holding calls in the first 4 games. Then in October, he got 1 flag. It was an offensive holding, and it was a hold he had on special teams. The pass interference he had this past week was the first one he's had since week 4. So, you know, you say you want progress. You say he does it every single game. Actually, he hasn't done it every single game. He had a bunch of them as a rookie breaking into the league in the first 4 games. And quite frankly, he went October free, penalty free. Then he had 1 special teams penalty against Green Bay. And this DPI was the first one he's had since the Seattle game.
So you feel good about his progress? Because that's where I was getting a little bit worried, but I didn't do that research, so I appreciate that.
No, yeah, no, it's good.
Other thing, John, John mentioned Bryant Westbrook. Bryant Westbrook, if you go back and watch those games, mm-hmm. when he was healthy, he improved dramatically and was actually quite good, but he couldn't stay healthy. And that was a downfall of Bryant Westbrook, but that was a former first-round pick from Texas, I believe. He was very good if he was healthy.
We got a call yesterday. I'm not going to exaggerate this. Okay. It was near the end of a segment. I was at a loss for words. A guy called up to complain about Terrion Arnold and said, he's too tight in coverage. He's too close to the receivers. And I'm thinking to myself,
he's too tight in coverage.
He's too tight in coverage.
Meaning that it lends himself to be susceptible to offensive or to defensive pass interference calls?
I would rather have a defensive back that was getting pass interference calls because he's covering the receiver as opposed to getting burned and dragging a guy down. You know, benefit of the doubt is he can bump some guys, but if you're playing the football, it doesn't matter. Now, the letter of the law, yesterday we talked about the last pass interference that wasn't called, and that was on the crossing route on Houston's third down play right before Fairbairn missed the field goal, where he went through the back of the receiver. By the letter of the law, you cannot run through the back of a receiver. It is like article...
It was interference.
Segment B. But what I'm intrigued is, what if the receiver just stops, forcing the because that's what happened. The receiver stopped. It forced Arnold to run into his back. But I will give... I could say this from years of experience of being on the field. You sometimes see stuff on the field in real time that you don't have a great angle at from field level. It looks obvious from up above, but not all the officials are responsible for that call. It's usually one that's responsible for that call. And if a player is in your way, or you don't have a great look at it, it looks like he went around him, because I'm going to guess that comes from the back judge, but I'm not totally sure on that one. But and other guys can flag it, but if nobody has a good look at it, it happens all the time during games.
I think they got away with it.
He might have.
They got away with it. I thought it was interference. If the receiver stops, it's up to the defender to stop as well, because the receiver is stopping because he's trying to make the catch.
But if the defender's playing, this is what I don't think is fair. If the defender is literally playing the football, and you know, he wasn't playing the receiver, he was playing the ball, and the receiver stopped. I mean, it feels like one of those targeting calls in college football where a ball carrier lowers his head into the helmet of the attacking defender, and the defender gets called for. But by the letter of the law, you can't run through a player's back. No. I'm not as worried about Arnold as I was in month one. And I don't think you should be.
I'm not worried about him at all. I'm encouraged by him, and I think he has gotten better.
Austin in Detroit. Hi, Austin.
What's going on, guys?
How are we doing?
If you go on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and you search Detroit Takeover, it's a group of people, complete strangers at times, that's getting together and traveling in packs to go to these games. We did Dallas before. We did New Orleans before. But yeah, go take a look and you'll see how and why that crowd looked like it looked yesterday.
It looked crazy.
Well, Sunday.
Yeah, it looked absolutely crazy. And you know, I don't spend a ton of time on social media outside of work hours, but what I saw today, I was like, this is incredible.
It's so impressive.
Jeff in Detroit, you're next. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey.
Just turned on the show, and the first thing I hear is another person questioning Arnold's ability, and it really is a sticking point for me, because look, everybody says the kicker is one of the most thankless jobs in football, but I believe that the cornerback is one of the most thankless jobs in football. And what I believe you see Terry and Arnold doing is you see an amazing rookie athlete staying with some of the most incredible athletes in the world. And he picks up fouls because he's right there on them. And he hasn't quite learned how to turn his head and look for the signs when the football's coming. But he's not three strides behind him, right? He is staying with him. And I love that about him. And I think the coaches love that about him.
It's going to be the price of doing business when you're in the neighborhood. He has clearly gotten better. He's clearly gotten better playing the football. And that's why he's, you know, the pass interference and holding calls have gone way down.
I appreciate what the caller had to say about the position. It's the toughest position in professional football to play or to be successful at, because there's nothing that sets you up for success. All the rules are stacked against you. You're a reactionary position. You can't touch the guy once you get past 5 yards. It's like good luck with that, sink or swim.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.